Carlin Bowie, a 7-1 victory tonight at the Nate Arena. What can you say about your team's play tonight?
I think coming in, obviously, we've clinched. That's obviously a great thing that's been in our heads. But going forward, we definitely know that we still have a goal. We have a position that we want to finish in, and obviously that's first. But coming into today, it was definitely on our minds to just make sure we showed up and played our game. So you never really know what to expect, so just coming in and making sure we do what we need to do and play the way we need to play. So,
pretty spectacular stat that we brought up during the broadcast today. 6 games in January, 16 goals. 3 games in February, 22 goals. Is everything just in sync right now, offensively and defensively, for the Nate Ukes?
Well, I mean, you can obviously shout out the names of, like, Kendra Hansen, Bercha Kluzhalova. You get all those girls in there that are obviously our offensive powerhouses. But in terms of the depth we have, we've been able to find goals from a lot of different people too. I don't know. Maybe it's February fever, we can call it, or something like that. But it's been good to get that puck in the net, because obviously that's something that we're going to need to do to win in the end.
Yeah. You alluded to the depth. Is that the best part of the Nate Ukes? I mean, having rolling 4 lines that can contribute offensively and defensively night in and night out?
It's huge. Like, I've been here for 5 years. I've seen parts where we only had 10 forwards to adjust for a game, and we've got like 4 full lines that have a ton of skill. So getting into the lineup, it's a competition every week. You're working hard to get into that spot. So having that depth and knowing that we can look to a lot of different people instead of one line, it makes a difference in the end, so it's huge.
We noticed there were a couple adjustments made on the power play before. You were quarterbacking the power play, now you're kind of lower in the zone. How's that adjustment been for you, and are there more changes coming to the man advantage?
It's not really that different. Sometimes, depending on practice, I could get thrown either on the left side or at the top. It's kind of fun. You get to try out different spots, and it's been pretty, I think we've had some success as lines, so I don't think there's really much else changed. Usually we're flopping either between myself or Savvy or Natsumi up top there, so yeah, it's just kind of like the 3 rotation.
What do the Nate Ukes have to do in order to avoid complacency going into the playoffs?
Well, for the girls that have returned from last year, obviously it's in the back of our minds that first place obviously is the place you want to be. It sets you up for the most chance for success, because that drop from 1, 2, 3 to 4 is quite significant, as you see in the standings. But knowing that nothing is ever going to come easy. Like we said, like, yeah, sure, 7-1 win tonight, but Sate Olds, you never know what to expect from those kind of teams. So knowing that, we, again, just need to come in, show up. Everybody needs to show up and do the things we need to do. That's what's going to get us to the end. So.
And final comment on Tara Bouvette.
Oh, my God. Sounds like a broken record.
I know.
You can just tell. We can even tell in on-ice warm-up, in practices. She's on fire. She's hot. But the best part is she doesn't have a cockiness to her. She plays confident, and I think there's a difference between confidence and cockiness. And she's right at that sweet spot. So it's been great watching her grow from not really having a spot last year in terms of consistency and in the lineup to being on fire and really being the goalie we need her to be when we have her in the net. So, as always, stellar.
That's Ukes captain, Carlin Bowie.